That's what it feels like, this matchup tonight. LSU Clemson. National championship on the line down to the Big Easy. New Orleans, the host city. You can hear that game. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff right here on 102.5 The Game and 94.9 Game 2. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we now get the other perspective. Clemson play-by-play man Don Munson is on the line with us. Don, how you doing?
I'm good. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, as always. You know, we've talked about this matchup, and what gets, to me, lost in the shuffle, I don't think it's said enough, is that your quarterback has never lost a college football game, which is still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it's been a pretty remarkable run by Trevor. And, you know, he's just been a guy that ever since he stepped foot on campus has just had this focus, has always moved forward in what he is. And what he has done, and it's just been a joy to be around.
I don't know how many times you can say that we're going to watch the final game of the college football season, and the two quarterbacks, the two most important position, or the most important position on these teams, these guys are going to get drafted number one overall in the NFL draft for the next two seasons, which is really cool. I mean, Joe Burrow is going to go one to Cincinnati, and Trevor Lawrence, you know, is going to go number one when he comes out. How special is it? And, oh, by the way, when you look at Joe Burrow's numbers, what's amazing, Don, any other season, Trevor Lawrence would be praised for the incredible offensive stats. It just goes to show you how well Joe Burrow has played that nobody's talking about, oh, by the way, Trevor Lawrence has had a really good season too.
No doubt. And that whole point you just brought up, well, I think works to Clemson's favor, to be perfectly honest with you. There isn't any pressure on Trevor Lawrence in this game. All the pressure rests on Joe Burrow. But he knows that, you know. But the other advantage is Trevor's been on this stage before. He's been here. He's done that. And just a year ago. So I think that those experience factors and maybe a little bit less pressure, I think, works in Trevor's advantage.
We saw Clemson get on a roll after that North Carolina game in the regular season, and they just really had their way with everybody the rest of the way. And so one of the big questions going into the playoffs is how would Clemson react to, you know, a back-and-forth affair or a game they had to play from behind or, you know, a close game. They had not played in a close game for a long time. Well, we got that answer in the Fiesta Bowl. How much do you think going through that against Ohio State can help them tonight if indeed and hopefully it will be a back-and-forth affair?
Well, I think it is a help. You know, the fact that Trevor Lawrence, for the first time in his career, took snaps trailing in a ball game. You know, so not only is he undefeated, but now think about that. First time ever in the second half that he took snaps trailing in a ball game, and he figured out a way to come back in the third quarter. They got behind in the fourth, and obviously he figured out a way to drive him for the winning score there late in the fourth quarter. So I think all of that experience, I mean, those are the things that you have to learn and you have to grow from.
Don Munson is with us. He's the play-by-play man for Clemson. And we'll obviously be on the call tonight. I think when I look at this football team, and I go all the way back to last year's team, winning the national championship in the fashion in which they did, I still don't feel like they get the respect that they deserve, especially because of all the eyes being on LSU and the season that they've had. What does it say about Dabo Swinney and the job he's been able to do to kind of keep his team focused and not really pay attention to the noise?
Well, I think some of the noise has worked in his favor, to be honest with you. You know, Clemson starts preseason number one. They drop him to three. The first playoff poll comes out. Clemson's number five. Then you have one of the national media guys, you know, ask him actually face-to-face, hey, if you all go undefeated, do you believe that you should be in the four in the college football playoffs? All these little things, you know, all these little things kind of work. They feed right into his wheelhouse. The fact that ETN isn't a Doak finalist. The fact that Trevor's is not invited to New York. It's just all right there that is just playing right into his wheelhouse. And he loves the underdog role, and he's going to play it and play it well.
You look at the offense outside of Trevor Lawrence, the weapons that he has, Ross Higgins, ETN, Amari Rodgers. What is it that have made them so successful this year in the system?
Well, I think one is just patience. And, you know, that sounds a little strange when you're talking about a team that does have very quick strike ability and they can, you know, break long plays on you. But I think that you've got to have a little patience. And then, you know, you mentioned all those skill guys, But really, it's been the offensive line that probably maybe the most overlooked part of this entire team, because those guys can't do it without the guys up front. I'm just telling you, this is a really, really good offensive line that Clemson's going to put out there on the field. And when it comes down to it, I think that both of the offensive lines, they're going to be the deciding factor in this game. Who can reestablish a line of scrimmage? Who can keep the other team off their quarterback? Those kind of things going to go a long, long way.
What do you like about the matchups against LSU's defense? Because I know everybody talks about their offense, but their defense has been pretty stout as well.
No, and it's been really good here second half of the season. You know, LSU lost some guys first part of the year, injury. Obviously, you had the situation with Divinity, and now he's back. So, you know, I think there's the way that LSU has played, and particularly coming down the stretch, particularly after the Ole Miss game, they figure some things out, and they just continue to grow and grow. I don't know that it's a group, though, that is as deep as Clemson. I mean, Clemson's defense, they'll go 28, 30 people deep. I don't know that you can necessarily say the same for LSU.
Well, and that leads me into my question on Clemson's defense. Isaiah Simmons was pretty much neutralized by Ohio State, but as you just said, the rest of the defense stepped up, and they were ultimately able to get it done. Are you expecting more of the same tonight?
Oh, yeah. You know, and you say neutralized. He still had a sack. He still had an interception. So he still made his presence felt, even though, you know, you just look at the numbers. But you go and you look, a guy like Chad Smith stepped up and had a dozen tackles in the game. You know, so you had all of that was going on. That to me is that it's not just Isaiah Simmons. Believe me, the other 10 guys that are out there on the field at the same time that Isaiah is on the field, they're all talented. They're all very, very talented. And that defensive front four has certainly gotten a lot more experience as the year has gone along. I expect that defensive front also to have a good game tonight.
Don, as we wrap this up, in your opinion, the winning team is going to need to get into what number? What's the number you think of the winning team is going to need to be in to take home the national championship?
You talking points-wise?
Yeah, points-wise. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, points.
Points-wise. You know, I don't know that it's going to be as offensive as most people think it is going to be. I would probably say maybe first one to 28.
Wow.
28, I think, is a good number. So, you know, that means that somebody's got to score 29. So I think that we're, you know, looking somewhere in that area. Maybe, you know, 33 to 29 points, I think, probably ends up winning this thing.
Okay, interesting. Hey, enjoy the game. Appreciate the visit as always, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, appreciate you having me on. Always good to spread a little gospel of the Clemson Tigers.
All right, there we go. Don Munson, Clemson's play-by-play man. I would be surprised, honestly, if less than 30 could win the national championship in this game. I just don't see that.
Yeah, But look, I think both of these defenses, they don't get enough praise. So I will say that.
If that question was asked to me, I would have said, you better be in the 40s. You better get to 40, in my opinion.
So you think they will? You think that this...
I think the winning team's got to be in the 40s.
You may be right. I just
that's
I don't
how
know.
I would have answered it.
And that's a fair answer because
you've
watched all year.
He didn't say you had to be in the 30s. I mean, he threw out 29. You think 28, 29. Can you really win this game in the 20s?
So the over-under, I'm seeing 67
I was
going
to say, it's got to be pushing 70.
Yeah, it opened at 70 and it's actually gone down. So it's 67.
I think the winning team's got to be at 40 or above.
I think that's fair.
That's just me.
But we'll see. I mean, like I said, both these defenses are pretty darn good, and I don't think get enough respect.
I think Mitch Light told us earlier, or he told us at the end of last week, 37-30.
Yeah.
So he had the winning team at 37. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.